And a person's male parent is his.
You mean like a male parent is but my father?
Uh-huh. And what did you call your father?
I call my father Daddy.
Okay, did you have any other names for him that you called him? Okay. And what did you call your mother?
Mother.
Okay, did you ever call her anything else?
I call her Mama once in a while.
Uh-huh. Okay. And a person's mother and father are his?
Parents.
Did you know either of your grandfathers or grandmothers?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you ever have occasion to refer to them?
No, I didn't, because they were dead before I was ever born.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you know, what you would call them. But I guess if you didn't know them, you didn't have any names for them. What do you call something with wheels that a person can put a baby in?
Carriage or a go-kart.
Is there a difference between a carriage and a go-kart?
Well, a carriage is one that you, as far as I can see, is longer, and the go-kart is one that has little things that you can let down and put the feet in.
Okay. If you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might say, I'm going to what the baby?
Roll my baby.
Okay.
Or wheel it.
A person's female child is that person's
daughter.
Okay. And a person might have a little boy and a little
girl.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
A midwife.
Okay. If a boy has features that are similar to his father's features, you'd say that boy, what, his father?
Looks like his father.
Okay. And if he has a disposition that's very like his father?
You'd say he has a disposition of his father.
Okay. If you want to get across the idea that he's very similar to his father in a lot of ways, you could say that boy certainly what his father?
Certainly like his father.
Okay. Would you ever say he resembles his father, or he's a spit an image of his father?
Yeah, spit an image of his father. Resemble his father.
Well, now, would that refer only to looks, or could that also refer to disposition and character and things like that?
Well, I would think it would only be looks.
Okay. If some children's mother died, and they went to live with their aunt, when they grew up, people would say, their aunt, what, those children? Their aunt. She looked after them from the time they were small until the time they were grown. She
fostered them?
There's some other words, though. What are some other words for that? She
adopted them?
No.
Would be adopted.
Let's see. You might say that. Well, let me try that one again. I'll change the frame a little bit. If a person keeps hogs, let's say, for a living, you say that man does what? Hogs. That man
keeps hogs.
Yeah, and he keeps them from the time they're little until the time they're big. You say he
sheltered them.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how to get at this. The word that I'm interested in is whether you'd say, if you're talking about people now, would you say she reared the children?
Reared them.
Okay. Would you ever say she raised the children?
She raised the children.
So it wouldn't